Michigan issues 45 cease and desist orders to illegal offshore gambling operators. The Michigan Gaming Control Board has issued cease and desist orders to 45 offshore operators accused of offering illegal online gambling to Michigan residents. The action increases pressure on unlicensed sites serving the state and warns players that using them can leave them without basic consumer protections. In an official notice issued on April 7, the MGCB said the orders were sent over the past 4 months after investigations found the operators were accepting wagers or offering casino-style gaming to people in Michigan without a valid state license. The board said the sweep of enforcement covered both online casino games and sports wagering, showing that regulators are targeting a broad range of illegal activity rather than a narrow subset of operators. The regulator said the sites operate outside Michigan's legal framework, which means customers may face unfair or manipulated games, withheld winnings, misuse of personal or financial data, and no meaningful route for dispute resolution. The board urged residents to check whether a platform appears on Michigan's official list of licensed operators before registering or depositing money. The scope of this action sends a clear message. Michigan will not tolerate illegal operators targeting our residents or undermining the lawful businesses that have invested in complying with state law, MGCB Executive Director Henry Williams said. He added that investigators would continue to identify and act against sites that put Michigan players at risk. Consumer protection remains central. The MGCB framed the latest orders as both a consumer protection measure and a market enforcement step. Licensed Michigan online casinos must comply with background checks, technical audits, responsible gaming obligations, and ongoing regulatory oversight, while offshore sites accused of serving the state do not face the same controls. That difference matters for players as much as for the legal market. Michigan's message is not only that these sites may be unlawful, but that residents who use them may have little recourse if games are unfair, payments are delayed, or personal information is mishandled. Legal basis for the crackdown. According to the board, the enforcement action rests on Michigan's Lawful Internet Gaming Act, the Lawful Sports Betting Act, and related state statutes. Under those laws, any company offering online casino gaming or sports wagering to people located in Michigan must be licensed and authorized by the MGCB. The board said operators who ignore cease and desist directives could face further civil or criminal enforcement measures. It also said it works with state law enforcement partners to disrupt illegal gambling activity and protect the state's regulated market. What happens next? The MGCB did not publish a fresh procedural timeline beyond the cease and desist orders, but the next step is clear. Operators that continue serving Michigan residents after receiving notice risk escalation, while regulators are likely to keep expanding investigations into sites they believe are operating outside the law. The agency also asked the public to help identify unlawful operators by reporting suspected illegal gambling activity. As Michigan continues its enforcement push, both licensed companies and offshore sites will be watching to see whether the state follows these letters with additional public actions.